Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Andrew Lacoste, who is a farmer, who is the winter market manager in Northampton, and whose winter market is about to be beefed up into a winter fair by CESA, the local hero, folks. Andrew, first, you're a farmer with Red Fire Farm, yes?
Yes,
that
I am.
That is the rock star farm of the valley.
It's one of the rock star farms, for sure.
Oh, you're too modest. He's always going out and winning awards that are shaped like tomatoes, and thanks for all the good food that gets produced at Red Fire. And now you've stepped up. At the end of last year, you saw that there was a need above and beyond just a couple of sporadic winter markets or a winter fair in Northampton to have a more consistent winter local agricultural presence, right?
Yes.
So how often does the regular winter market happen in Northampton, and where does it happen?
The winter market in Northampton is every Saturday between 9 and 2 p.m. It is at Smith Vocational and Agricultural High School, mm-hmm. which is right by Cooley Dickinson Hospital.
How many farmers or vendors usually end up coming to that?
We have about 18 each week. And for winter fair, we're expecting about 5 or 6 more.
Mm-hmm. So it's getting a little bit beefed up, turning it into full-on yes. fair, Phil Korman from CESA. These winter markets sort of grew out of the winter fair that happened in Greenfield.
Right.
Now it has spread like a blizzard. I was going to say wildfire, but those don't come as often in the wintertime.
Well, and when they do, they're not very good.
No.
So yeah, that's right. You know, it happened five, six years ago in Greenfield. Community inspiration and volunteers made this happen. And then CESA staff, which actually was volunteering on the side to work with the community to make that happen, we thought this is such a good idea, we can't just keep it to Greenfield. Mm-hmm. So we brought it down to Northampton in 2010, and we had 2,000 people come over a 4-hour period. And really, our desire all along was, let's see if there is demand to shop and eat locally through the winter. And yes, our dream came true. There are now winter markets where farmers have changed what they grow to some degree, bought some infrastructure, greenhouses, hoop houses, and unfortunately have to get up early on a Saturday morning.
Farmers get up early a lot. You just thought that you didn't have to do it as much in the wintertime, probably.
Winter definitely used to be a break, and now it is not.
That's unfortunate that CESA would do that to our local farmers.
Well, the upside of that is that some of the farmers who have decided to grow and sell during the winter, they're now able to give full-time employment throughout the four seasons to mm-hmm. their employees. And you've had that experience, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes. It's been really great to be hired and be kept on throughout the winter months.
At Red Fire?
Correct, yes.
So what's growing at Red Fire then as a farmer, Andrew Lacoste, not as the market manager for the winter market?
There are greens growing. We have a lot of crops in storage, root vegetables, everything from carrots to celeriac.
Which you brought right here, nice and
I did.
Beautifully sliced
I
up for me to chew upon. That's the celeriac right there.
Oh, you could tell by the sound.
Yeah, right. But winter fair,
right?
As we mentioned, is a beefed up presence.
Right.
CESA will be more involved. There'll be more workshops. The one that stands out to me, using local herbs for strong winter immunity. Having spent an awful lot of time in a hospital over the last week or so,
right.
That's an important thing.
So the way these workshops happen generally is we put the call out to people who know more than us in our everyday lives, and we say, you know, would you like to step forward and offer some of your expertise and share it with the community? Because it all comes back to community. You know, we do have a person who's coming in, which is great. It's great. It's the local herbs, and it's with Jade Alexandro Mays of Milk and Honey Herbs. And basically, it's taking a look at what are the symptoms you might have during the winter, the minor illnesses you might have, whether it's coughs or colds or flus, and how can you just boost your own immunity by what you use in your herbs throughout the day and throughout the week and the year.
What other benefits are you seeing, both as the winter market manager, Andrew, and as CESA, with continuing this notion of local agriculture throughout the course of the wintertime?
Gives people the chance to make farmers markets more a better part of their routine. People are coming for a summer market and continue through the winter months. They're more likely to make those markets part of their routine weekly.
And so winter fair just gives that opportunity to add a little bit of icing on this incredible cake and to remind people that winter markets are there and that you can come and learn and share and barter and say hello to the people you care about, your neighbors.
So winter fair is at the Smith Folk this Saturday. Phil Korman from CESA and Andrew Lacoste, the market manager of the winter market, also participating in winter fair, also a farmer at Red Fire Farm. You can find out more about all of the winter local agriculture at buylocalfood.org.
And a brief note of thanks to the farmers and the community of the Greenfield Winter Fair, which happened this past Saturday, as I was with Mr. Enzo, my son, with a ruptured appendix in the hospital. Becky George got all sorts of stuff from some of our favorite farms in Franklin County and beyond and dropped it off at our house. And Belmontis are eternally grateful to you farmers and to Becky George and to the Greenfield Farmers Market community in general.